A checking account or collateral. It's easy to qualify and you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. That's different. Way different. If you already have a loan at one of those payday companies, we can really help. Give us a call and we'll show you how much you can save by borrowing from us and paying off your other loans. Spoiler alert, it's a lot of money. Sometimes over half. We love to say yes, give credit line increases, and we report your positive history to your credit.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that he'll schedule a vote if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Trump administration are able to seal an agreement on a huge COVID-19 relief bill. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says McConnell should not be calling for the Senate to vote on a stimulus bill now.
To put this political stunt on the floor a second time is cruel.
While McConnell says Democrats are holding the stimulus deal hostage.
The Democratic leaders have spent months holding out for a long, far-left wish list of non-COVID-related priorities and obstructing any additional aid until they get it.
President Trump is crying foul over this week's debate against Democrat Joe Biden. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is with the president.
The president will participate in Thursday's debate, but he complains that it will be very unfair. Returning from a campaign trip in the West, he told reporters aboard Air Force One that it's very unfair that, again, we have an anchor who is totally biased. He was referring to NBC's Kristen Welker, who will moderate the debate in Nashville. Mr. Trump has previously criticized Chris Wallace of Fox News, who moderated the first debate. Greg Clugston at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
The Justice Department is suing Google, alleging antitrust violations. New York University law professor Eleanor Fox says the Justice Department case argues Google maintains monopoly power through exclusionary practices.
U.S. against Microsoft, which the complaint heavily relies upon, interprets the Sherman Act in a rather progressive, good way. To prevent a firm from using all sorts of tactics to keep out the rivals.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 113 points, the NASDAQ rose 37, the S&P advanced 16, oil up 68 cents to $41.51 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 304. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. MGM Resorts is reopening 7 of its productions at their properties on the Las Vegas Strip. That begins November 6th. Carrot Top, Brad Garrett's Comedy Club, Fantasy at Luxor, and Jambawockeez are all moving into bigger rooms in order to deal with the COVID-19 protocols, while master illusionist David Copperfield will return to a self-named theater at the MGM Grand. The Australian Bee Gees and Thunder from Down Under will be back at Excalibur's Thunderland Showroom. Tickets for all the shows are on sale, and they're online, mgmresorts.com/entertainment. MGM Resorts officials say the company will make things as safe as possible while reopening live entertainment for the first time since the middle of March. Hoover Dam is also reopening to the public beginning today, but visitor center tours and exhibits are staying closed for the time being. Visitors will be able to drive across the top of the dam, park in the parking garage and other parking areas, walk on top of the dam, and access the Michael Kelligan and Pat Tillman Memorial Bridge Plaza and walkway. Visitors are now being asked to follow those CDC guidelines to protect themselves and to protect others.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, as we check out the traffic cams right now, we are getting some congestion on the Beltway, 215 westbound at the 15 interchange. Also, those 24/7 lane restrictions on Interstate 15 north and southbound between Cheyenne and Craig are slowing things down as well.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local for a Tuesday. 2 weeks, 14 days until Election Day. For me, today was Election Day. I early voted, spent 55 minutes in line, spent about 10 minutes voting. It was a painless experience. It was really good. We have breaking news on huge amounts of money being spent on behalf of the president. We'll talk about that in a minute. First, though, I want to reintroduce Paris Denard. He is the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. And Paris, always great to have you on. Now 2 weeks to go until Election Day. What is your read?
Look, thanks for having me back on the show. I have been on the bus tour with the Trump campaign a couple of times now, several stops in Georgia and Ohio, and I tell you that the energy, the excitement from the crowds has been palpable. And I enjoy getting outside the Beltway because it reminds me that the people on the ground in these cities and states are motivated and enthusiastic about this president. I think the president is going to do very well. I think he's going to win re-election in 14 days unless the Democrats are successful in trying to steal it through this election ballot issues that we've been seeing and which are real. I mean, I have my own friends that I've seen either not get ballots or get multiple ballots. I mean, so there's a problem there. But I think on the whole, when it comes to the turnout and the ground game that we have at the RNC and with the campaign, I believe the president's going to win because we have a message, a messenger, and a ground game and resources that is far superior than to what's on the other side.
Okay.
The New York Times reported just a couple of weeks ago that Republicans are spending $60 million on a digital Get Out the Vote campaign, and the Trump campaign and the RNC are teaming up for a $55 million TV ad blitz in the final stretch. They're saving the best for last. Is that surprising to you, Paris?
No, this is what you do, because I do believe there's undecided voters. I think that there are a lot of undecided voters, and I think that the campaign is not locked up solid, and people are done with the voting process. And I think that these last 14-some-odd days are critically important. There's a debate that still is going to take this week, and I think that's going to be telling. And I think the groundwork that we're doing at the RNC, we have a urban engagement initiative, and we have all the campaign ads that we're running, is going to move the needle for those undecided voters and those independent-minded voters who are not enthusiastic about Joe Biden, who are looking at this thing like the rapper 50 Cent saying, wait a minute, Joe Biden's going to do what to my taxes? I mean, this is just a few days ago. Looking at the numbers and saying, wait a minute, this is what he's proposing? I mean, we've been screaming it from the rooftops. You've been screaming it from the rafters for all of your listeners, and nobody, and still there are people out there who are just now paying closer attention and they haven't made up their mind. And so I think that this level of interest and the resources going out, especially on our side, is necessary, because people haven't made up their mind.
These ads in this $55 million TV buy that was just announced today will run in the crucial battlegrounds of Arizona, Iowa, Michigan, North Carolina, Florida, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Ohio. They will also run in Maine's second congressional district. Maine and Nebraska, the only two states to divide their electoral votes by congressional district. Do those states comport with what you understand where the battleground is?
Well, absolutely. And I think it's not only just the battleground. We have a tremendous amount of support in these states. You know the support that we have in Nevada, and it's growing. And we want to make sure with these ads that we're running that we are that our ground team, that the people who are our supporters, we want them to turn out and vote. We don't want them to sit home. We don't want them to be tired. We don't want them to say, I trust President Trump. It's been good. I know he's going to win. We got to make sure he wins by turning out the vote. And so I'm excited about the fact that we are in these states, because they're important states, and we know we have a base there. And we have the ability to do that in these final 2 weeks of the campaign.
Some of the ads, Paris, are courting seniors by spotlighting Medicare savings achieved during the Trump administration. To show you how important they view Nevada, they provided Seema Verma to us yesterday, and we interviewed her for 10 or 15 minutes about that very thing, Medicare savings. So the administration obviously thinks Nevada is very much winnable. Now, I'm just curious from people of color. We see all kinds of things about how Trump may end up losing some white voters, but is going to gain huge with people of color. What do you know of that, and how is that tracking with you?
I just want to briefly go back to the issue of our seniors. I think this is something that all people should be concerned about, especially with the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on our seniors. The last thing we need to have is someone like Joe Biden coming in here and playing and meddling with Medicare. And what we have to make sure is that people go to seniorsbeware.com and understand what's at stake here for our senior citizens. Even if you're a millennial or a younger person, we should care about how our seniors are protected. My grandmother's 80 years old. She goes to not too far from you all in Arizona. But when it comes to what the president's going to do with black voters and voters of color, we know that Joe Biden is underperforming, just like Hillary Clinton was underperforming from where Obama was. And so what we have to make sure we continue to do is highlight the differences in approaches to government, to the visions for the future. That's why President Trump has his platinum plan for black economic empowerment, and that's why we tout what the president has done historically in just 47 months, better than Joe Biden has done in 47 years for the black community. And I do believe the president's going to increase his vote share from the 8% that he got before. But I don't believe the fact that he's losing votes with white voters. Look, there's issues at stake that all Americans care about: safety, security, energy costs, open borders, low taxes, and the response to COVID-19. Remember, President Trump closed off the border in January, and Joe Biden said it was wrong and xenophobic. That action alone saved millions of lives. And so we have to look at all of these things. And I think that this issue of defunding the police and keeping our communities safe, and what the president is doing in suburban America, suburban communities, are going to play very well, because they understand what's at stake. They see the difference and they see the contrast. And so I don't really believe that he's losing his vote share. I think he's going to be increasing all across the board because of the record of results that he's had in just under 4 years.
In the last 4, maybe 5 weeks, has Antifa gone underground? Because other than almost nightly in Portland and maybe a couple of other cities, Antifa has kind of gone underground, if you will. Is that by design, you think?
I think a lot of things are coordinated and intentional and by design. I think that maybe since I was watching some state election debates, and even in Georgia, the Senate race, and the Democrats wouldn't denounce Antifa. Joe Biden won't denounce Antifa. It might be too hot for them, because you can't have it both ways. You can't demand that President Trump denounce every type of hate group, even hate groups that are coming up and all the new ones that people are discovering on the left and the media is promoting in the news, and then not ask the same for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or these other Democrats. So I think that when they understand the fact that my earlier point that people in America want safety and security and are sick of cities being burned down to the ground and being looted and rioted and violent, and that's not playing well. And I think that the coordinated effort is playing itself out. The president jokes about it all the time. He says as soon as November 4th hits, they're going to be, oh, COVID's gone. They open up the government, open up the economy, because they're doing things that are designed to impact this election in a way that is not helpful to President Trump. But I think that they misfired when it came to Antifa and these riots and these protests that have gotten out of control. I think the polling showed it. Even with the black community, it showed that the black community wants more police in our community to keep us safe, not less police. This notion of defunding the police is something that is backfiring, and they all know it. So I'm not surprised that you've seen a downturn in Antifa's actions.
Again, Paris Dennard joining us, the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. I know for decades, maybe as long as I can remember, black churches were the almost exclusive purview of Democrats. Are we finding that that's changing?
Well, I think that COVID-19 has certainly impacted the role of the black church because of the disproportionate impact that it has on the community. You're not allowed to, you know, really congregate like before, so that makes souls to the polls and other things more difficult. A lot of black congregations that you have more seniors and things of that nature. So I think the impact and influence might be a little off this year from the Democrat stronghold. But I will tell you, I was watching service Sunday morning with my family, and there's a bishop, Frank A. White, a Church of God in Christ Pentecostal evangelical black bishop. And his message sounded like a Republican to me. He talked about strong family values. He talked about having men in the household. He talked about the things that sounded like conservative values. And I think if we ask the community to vote their values and look at the things that the Democrats are supporting, it'd be hard-pressed for pastors to get up there and excitedly vote for and endorse Joe Biden because this is a person whose team supports late-term abortion, meaning a child that is able to live and survive and breathe on its own still can be aborted. This is someone who has called black people predators and locked them up disproportionately, and Kamala Harris did the same thing in California. This is someone who is on the wrong side of a lot of issues, especially on the issues of justice and righteousness and fairness. And so I think that this new crop of ministers and pastors and millennials are questioning the old status quo, and I think we will see a change.
I'm curious, and this is in our final couple of minutes, the whole issue of a monolithic voting bloc. Was when African Americans were fairly monolithic, as we saw in 2016, Trump only got 8% of the vote. I'm curious if that is changing, if we're going to see a much more diverse black vote in 2020.
Well, I think we're already seeing it happen. I think we have 30 black Republicans running for office nationwide. We have one John James running for the United States Senate. And I think that that's a positive indicator of where we're headed. And I think that when you look at the record that this president has accomplished for the black community in just under 4 years, it's amazing. HBCU, school choice, opportunity zones, criminal justice reform, addressing health disparities like sickle cell disease and kidney disease. I mean, this president and his support of all of these things is really profound. And I think that when the president got 8%, that was just based off a promise. And now, 4 years later, he can look back and say, these are the promises that I made, and here are the promises that I kept, and here's my plan for the future under my platinum plan. So I do believe that that it's going to be a significant increase from the 8%. But let me just say one last thing before we go. The notion that black people are a monolith was an intentional black voter suppression technique by Joe Biden, because he doesn't want the free-thinking, independent-minded black people who are undecided, trying to figure out who they want to vote for because of the facts, the data, and the science that is coming out showing that President Trump has been better for us on all measures. And they say, you're a monolith. You ain't black, because they want to dissuade black people from being connected to our community if they dare step out of the status quo and the black liberal ideology and thinking and policies and say, you know what, it's time to give the Republican Party and Donald Trump a first look or a second look. So I believe that more are coming off road to our side.
I think there's change out there that is brewing, and I think we're going to see it on Election Day. Paris, it's always good getting with you. Thanks so much, man. I know we'll talk before Election Day. You stay safe out there.
Thanks, you too. Appreciate you having me on.
Paris Denard, he is the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. Coming up, the president was on the road again yesterday. He's on the road again today. In fact, he's headed to Pennsylvania, Erie, Pennsylvania, for another campaign stop. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The cost of living adjustment for Social Security will be a whopping 1.6% next year. On average, that means a $24 bump in the monthly check. Now, what are some other things that we can do to shore up our retirement in addition to Social Security? For some insight, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think?
Steve, besides Social Security, very important, but Social Security itself is very important. I see about 90% of folks I talk to don't realize there are specialized claiming strategies you can enact that could get you a whole lot more money in retirement. So before you go to that office where they're not trained or allowed to give you the proper planning advice, they're there to help you fill the forms out. Let's get together a total Social Security maximization strategy printout for you so you can take it in to that office and make a very informed decision so you don't cost yourself thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement. Steve, part two of that is looking at the lump sums that we have in our 401ks, our 403bs, our thrift savings plans, and make sure to translate what that lump sum could give us as far as a lifetime income in the future. So you say, Coach, I'm 10 years away from retirement. What does this have to do with me? The sooner you can isolate that money from the downward trends of the market, the sooner you can isolate that money from financial termites, fees, risk, and commissions, the sooner you can get that money to show you what a lifetime income would be and have that money increase through retirement, the better. So let's make sure you get your own total retirement plan put together, which encompasses lifetime income planning as well as Social Security maximization planning and, Steve, a very important part, tax planning. Looking ahead in the tax code to protect your behind from the tax man. We'll do all that for the next 10 callers, as well as I'll give you a box set on the 401k. It's got a DVD, workbook, guidebook, and a three-book set.
Sounds great, Coach. Call now, 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, I want to talk to you about the election coming up 2 weeks from today. I early voted, so I'm done. Now, while it's true that the top of the fight card is the presidential election, the races that most directly affect our lives are the undercard. We've talked about this a lot on the show. It's what they call the down-ballot elections. Now, if you don't think who we send to Carson City as an example doesn't directly affect us, consider the last legislative session. They had only one Republican vote as an example to protect us from the increased taxes. We need to take back our legislature to back our president. President Trump has kept his promises. He's told us here in Nevada the way it is when he said that if he doesn't play for the Washington establishment, it's because he's not a politician, but was elected to fight for us. Now, what we can do for him is to vote and vote up and down the ballot for people who will do just that. Early voting, it's underway. I early voted this morning. Get out there, vote for Republicans who will do what the president said he would do. And this announcement was paid for by the Washoe County Republican Party. Coming up, very quickly, I want you to hear, and this is going to be important stuff. For instance, the president today was on Fox and Friends. Did you see that this morning? I got up and all of a sudden the president's on Fox and Friends, but he was, and this was his reaction to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has been criticizing. He was on Good Morning America earlier today, criticizing the possibility of a vaccine. I mean, it was horrific trying to sabotage the hard work of all of these researchers and these scientists working 7 days a week, 24/7, not working on working on weekends and all of that. And this is the thanks we get. Anyway, here was the president this morning on Fox and Friends. No, I'm sorry. This is cut six. I'm sorry. This is cut six. Here we go.
People should be skeptical of a potential vaccine. What do you say to that, Mr. President?
So he's going to put together the same group of people probably that he used to put together in the nursing homes where 11,000 people died because they put heavily infected people in with the general population. Is that the people he's going to use to help us out? No, it's not. It doesn't work that way. There's a case of a politician. That's so sad. We have Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, the greatest companies in the world. This has nothing to do with government. And they've come up with incredible vaccines. And when a politician is a real lowlife, when a politician is willing to say that and kill people and scare people from using something that's